This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. We are just about to enter the period of the Passover here in April 2009. And this has been such a special time to commemorate before the Lord. A special time as we remember the hand of God delivering his people in ancient times, ancient Israel, the Hebrews, from Egypt, from the tyranny of an oppressive king, of Pharaoh. They were slaves. They didn't have the liberty to worship the one true God. A land that was defiled by multiple idols, false religious corruption in Egypt. And they were slaves under tyranny. But God promised to deliver them. He sent them Moses to speak in his name, to let my people go, that they may worship me. And God did awesome acts. We can read this in the scripture, the recounting. God hardened the heart of Pharaoh to display his power and might and his judgment upon their gods and defeated them one by one. And God delivered his people, gave them the command to take an innocent lamb, kill it, and to take the blood, to put it on the lintel and the doorposts. And as God's great judgment of the death of the firstborn came upon the land of Egypt, he would pass over where he saw the blood. And this is a foreshadow of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is as a lamb, without blemish, perfect, without sin or spot or corruption or deceit. Perfect, completely obedient to the Father, offered his life a ransom for many. Christ ours is our Passover. And we look at this in the apostles' writing, Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 5:7. Listen to this. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. So ladies and gentlemen, there's no doubt. It's not Christ our Easter, it's Christ our Passover. And it's important to, as we come to the Lord and believe on him, and the death on the cross, the resurrection 3 days later, just as it was spoken, just as it was declared, even as Jonah the prophet was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so likewise did Jesus rise from the dead. But we need to learn of our Lord, grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord never called us to follow religion. He never called us to just believe everything that's taught. He teaches us to search the scriptures, test by the Holy Spirit. And if you study history, you'll find out that Christianity has been infiltrated by paganism, Greek philosophy, many errors, many things that are completely false, foreign to the Lord. But Jesus Christ is our Passover. He's our deliverer. At the time that the Lord brings judgment for sin, the Lord will pass over those that have faith, obedience, and abiding in the blood of Jesus Christ. He is our Passover. It's not enough just to remember the historic event or even keep the feast. It's something to have the experience of the Passover in your own life. And this is what I believe the Spirit of God is saying to you and me today. He calls us not to just have a mental understanding of Christ our Passover, not just to keep the renditioning, whether by a Jewish calendar or even the scriptural mandates of when the arrival of Passover is. Certainly, God never called us to walk after the principles of a corrupt church that keeps Easter. Easter is a pagan goddess, Ishtar. The Lord is separate. He's holy. And if we love him, why would we ever associate our spiritual life, our worship to God, with idols and false gods and customs that came from the heathen world, those that hate God? You wouldn't find Jesus doing that. You wouldn't find any prophet doing that. You wouldn't find any disciple doing that. search the scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back for his people. And he has eyes of fire. And he tries the reins in the hearts of the people. It'll be a blessing to those that are looking for him, that are watching and praying, that are kind to people, helping the needs of others, and merciful, touched at the heart at the needs of others, instead of being so self-centered just about themselves. It'll be a blessing to those that watch for Jesus. But it'll be woe. Woe unto those that are not watching, that think he has delayed his coming and is not coming in their lifetime, and abuse people and eat and drink with the drunken. Jesus said, I will come in an hour that he knows not and he's not aware of, and I will cut him asunder and give his portion with the hypocrites. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God is a consuming fire. And this is the time we're commemorating the Passover, not only of the ancient times, not only of the time when Jesus died on the cross. You know, those events were a very specific time, a set time. In fact, it was a specific time when the ancient Passover that was foreshadowing the coming of Jesus Christ, dying as the Passover lamb. And it was a specific time when Jesus suffered at the hands of the Gentiles and the religious people in that day. And isn't it interesting? It was to the millisecond when Jesus was suffering such shameful acts, not for his sin, but for yours and mine. At the same very millisecond, the religious leaders were sacrificing lambs for the Passover. God is sovereign. God is glorious and worthy to be praised. This is a time that God is calling us to experience the Passover, not just to know about the Passover, not just to think about the Passover, but we need to experience the Passover. He is our deliverer during the time of judgment. Judgment upon the wicked, judgment upon the sins of the world, and ultimately it will culminate when God judges the wicked. Those that have not faith in his Passover son, Jesus Christ, will be banished for eternity in the lake of fire and gross darkness, banished from the presence of God. We need to have the experience of the Passover. And Jesus has told us, eat my flesh, drink my blood. And that was a hard thing for some of his disciples, those that were following and listening to his words, to hear. Many went backwards and went away from the Lord. They didn't understand what he was saying. But you are what you eat. You're affected by what you eat. And we need to eat of Jesus Christ. He needs to become our life. Not part of our life. Not something we add to our life so we can do our own thing. But the Lord has called us to surrender to him, to repent before him. And as we eat this bread that's unleavened, and we drink this blood of the testament of Jesus Christ, our Passover, we pass from death to life. And you need to experience this. And God has not called us to be free to be free. He's not set us free just so we do our own life. But he's called us to be free to serve him, just like Jesus. Jesus didn't do his own thing, didn't do his own will, but the will of him that sent him. What a wonderful thing. The Father loves you so much, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. It's not about religion. God doesn't care if you're a Muslim, a Hindu, a New Ager, a Satanist, a Catholic, a Baptist, whatever you are. God calls you to repent. Be sorry for your sin and believe on Jesus Christ, and God will take away the sins off of your life and give you eternal life as a gift. Eat the Passover. Experience the Passover. God's called us to be a holy royal priesthood. were priests that offer sacrifices to God that are acceptable to him through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is why it's important for us to recognize what's happened to Christianity as a faith, as a religious faith, how it's been corrupted, how things have come in that are defiled. They hinder the word of God. Study. The Lord will show you. Jesus talked about it in Mark chapter 7. How the religious system in that day that actually executed him, that hated him, why would they hate him? Why did they despise him? Because he was perfect, blameless. He was doing that which was holy before his Father. He was not affected by the religious system. He was not affected by their traditions. And Jesus spoke to them about this. Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He answered and said unto them, well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things you do. And he said to them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. Do you see the principle? It's not enough to say we love God. He needs to be our Lord. If we say he's Lord, Jesus asks, why don't you keep my commandments? Why don't you do what I say? When Jesus dies for our sins, he purchases us in his own blood. Our life is no longer our own. He's called us into his kingdom to serve, to be a blessing. And as you do that, you do become a holy royal priest, where you serve the Lord acceptably, and the life and the light and the love of God will flow through your life. And that is when you'll see the scripture fulfilled, where demons are cast out, unclean spirits react to the authority in your life as you're a meek one, obedient to the Father. Submissive. This is where people are healed. The early apostles, Peter, for example, was walking through the land. He was so filled with the glory of God and so filled with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that his shadow passed by people and they were healed. And they gave glory and praise to the Lord. Will there be revival? People talk about revival. Yes, there'll be revival. But not as the people think, for the most part. Because fewer and fewer and fewer people will walk with the Lord. Many people will give up their faith as the things that they loved and trusted are washed away as God judges it. The things of this world, the ways of this world, the world itself is under judgment of God. And this is why you want to be serving the Lord as a holy, royal priest of the Lord. Experiencing his Passover, that you're filled with the glory of God and you're about eternal things that have meaning. And you will be giving to others what God has given to you, sharing his glory, his power, his mercy, his love, his kindness. You can't participate in the kingdom of God and participate in the kingdom of darkness. The apostles have said this. John, Paul, Christ is your Passover.